Yeah, Mike, I suppose, look, we're in a good position. When you set out the start of the year, you want to compete in every competition you're playing. We're in a good position at the moment, but as you said, we're under no illusions. There's nothing won yet. There's an awful lot of football yet to be played. And football can be funny. It can turn you very quick. So I suppose, as the old cliche goes, we're just taking one game at a time, and we're fully focused now on Pike Rovers on Sunday.
It's no stranger, really, on Sunday, is it? Because this year it's like the hot balls of Pike and Fairview have been drawn next to each other in every competition possible, and you'll still fight it out for a league trophy. I won't say you'll be sick of the sight of each other, but there's certainly been easier paths for teams in years gone by.
Yeah, I suppose it's been unfortunate that we've drew each other in a lot of cup competitions. I suppose we will be sick of the sight of one another, but there's probably been nothing between the teams. It's been a kick of ball that has separated the sides. I suppose when you look at the league back in August, it was a draw. The FAI Cup game was kind of a scrappy set-piece goal that separated the sides. And I suppose in the 2 week Cup game last week, Pike were much the better team the first half, deservedly led 1-0. And I suppose just the turning point was we got that goal just before half-time. It kind of kicked us on a little bit in the second half. But I suppose, look, there's nothing we can do about the draws. They're made. It is what it is. We just have to prepare as best we can now for Sunday. We're under no illusion, Mike, it's going to be a massive ask again to go and beat Pike Rovers. They're an excellent club. They have a fantastic team. They've been thereabouts in the latter stage of the competition for the last couple of years. So I suppose we just have to go prepare as best we can and give it our best shot.
And I suppose the fact that you're at home, Stuart, makes it more difficult, I'd say, than the away game in the FAI, because there's a bit more pressure with the team at home. They're expected maybe to, you know, lead from the front and go out and try and win the game. You'll also have an expectant Fairview crowd. So are you a bit, I suppose, dismissive of the fact that you have home advantage, because it's not that big an advantage when it comes to two sides who are evenly matched?
No, I think you exactly hit the nail on the head there, Mike. I think the home advantage doesn't really matter. I think there's been, as I said, there's been nothing between the two teams wherever it's been played. The league game was in Fair Green earlier in the season, which was a draw. We played in the Pike Field and all from Jackman Park. So I think in any given day, either teams, just you need that little bit of luck along the way, maybe get the breaks. I think Sunday will be no different.
A lot has been made of the recruitment that Fairview did this year. It was essential, in the words of the chairman, Derek White, who spoke to us ahead of the last game in the FAI. But most importantly, Stuart, what's probably gone under the radar, but it's coming to the surface more and more, is a young lad by the name of Robbie Kelleher, who's popping up now week after week and scoring goals. He simply never lost it, did he?
No, in fairness to Robbie, you think when you have him there, he's excellent. His work ethic is excellent. He trains every single night. I think he's pushing on in years now, but he's still banging in the goals for us. Like, anything you've asked of him, he gives everything he has. You know, you can't ask any more of him. Every time he trains or he plays, you get 100% from him. But I think it's the lads around him then as well that have kind of given him a bit of a refresh. Robbie Kelleher, if you like, that with Rossman and a couple of others that bring that bit of legs and a bit of pace around him. They've really got on well, struck up a good partnership, and which is great to see, and long may it continue.
Yeah, and another player that's really coming to the fore and the legs are probably running down in years is Jeffrey Judge. You've made him captain this year, but really leading from that centre of midfield, which is huge for Fairview Rangers, popping up with goals. He's probably missed a lot of opportunities as well this year, but he's been really, really good for you.
Yeah. Look, Jeffrey Judge, he's played League of Ireland. He brings that bit of experience to some young lads around him. Again, his work ethic, you know, his attitude is excellent. I think he's a real Fairview man. You know, he loves the club. He gives everything he has. He rarely misses training again. He wants to play in every game, even though we try to chop and change with the squad we have. Jeffrey's first to put his hand up and he wants to play in every game, you know. And I think you need that type of player to bring that leadership as well when you go into big games.
You look at St. Michael's last year and they swept the boards with trophies. You're the only club that can possibly do it this year. That will bring lots of added pressure in the weeks and months still to come in this season. But it must be at the back of your minds that this is a special group and you kind of have to make hay while the sun is shining with them now.
Yeah, look, as I said, Mike, we're in a good position. But I'll be honest, we haven't spoken about too far down the road. The old cliche that we use always, just one game at a time. It'll be Pike Rovers Sunday. When we come back together next Tuesday, win, lose or draw, I'll be focused on Ballinanty for next week. And then the week after that, it'll be Killarney. We're not looking too far down the road because you can pick up a couple of injuries. Yes, we're in a great position, but look, it'll just be one game at a time. And hopefully the luck will continue, the run will continue. And we'll try and win every competition we enter. And that's what we set out at the start of the season. It's great that we're still involved in them and we have a chance to win them, but there's an awful lot of football to be played yet.
There certainly is, and around town there could be begrudgery at times, but it must be great for those who have stuck faithful with Fairview. It was a difficult 10 years after the unbelievable success in the early part of the 2000s. Then you won that loss in last year, which has been a huge turning point. But there's a good buzz and a hype around the club again now, which is very welcome, I think, for really true Fairview people who have stuck at it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, Mike. I think you said, like you said to some people before the Lawson Cup last year, Fairview hadn't won a local trophy since, I think, 2003, 2004. So it, for a club like Fairview, it was massive. That, and look, football goes in cycles. You have your ups and downs. And I suppose like Pike are the team that you look at. They've been up there at the top continuously. And they set the standard that you try to get up and match. We feel we're on the right road to doing that now. We've a long way to go. But we kind of set out to try to get a squad that could go and compete in competitions. The Lawson Cup win last year was massive for the club. Mm-hmm. It gets you to kind of attract players in, and it puts Fairview back on the map again, that you feel that, yes, we've won a competition now, let's kick on and try to go a bit further. But we're in a good position, but again, nothing won. So we just got to keep focused, keep the feet in the ground and keep working hard.
And no matter what, you will want to win on Sunday afternoon. If you don't, you still have so much to look forward to. That Killarney game in particular stands out as a real cup game that should have all the thrills and spills of an FAI quarterfinal, a bit like when Janesborough went down there a couple of years ago. But I suppose finally, Stuart, everyone will be on to you soon enough because you have this hex over Pike at the moment where they're struggling to beat you. Confident, I suppose, that that run will continue, but how are you doing it? Because it's a secret that a lot of clubs would want to know down through the years when Pike have been so dominant.
Yeah, I think, look, Mike, as I said, it's not as if we're going beating them by a couple of goals. There's been nothing between the teams. They've both created chances, both teams have created chances in both games that we've played. We just had that little bit of luck and we got that kind of break. And there's no magic wand being waved. It's just about working hard, preparing as best we can, try to get the best players on the pitch. And then hopefully they perform for you on the day and that you come out on the right side of the results.